In Indonesia's east, off the coast of Kangge Island, this is one of Indonesia's floating vaccine hubs. It's intended to reach fishermen and others who work at sea.
The only way to access this area is by sea. We have faced some difficulties getting here, such as the tide and strong current.
Many of the fishermen here live far from health services and are often away from home.
We are thankful that the police came to sea to give us vaccines because we didn't have the chance before.
Most of these areas do not have reliable electricity.
We use a cool box to maintain the temperature of the vaccine. If we have issues, we also use ice to maintain the cold chain.
The government aims to vaccinate at least 208 million people by the end of the year. That's more than 70% of the population. With its population spread across more than 6,000 islands, that comes with some logistical challenges. These health workers braved heavy storms to reach this village on the island of Borneo.
The only option is to come here via the river, and today it was raining and the waves were strong. But after we saw the enthusiasm of the people, it all paid off.
In the weeks leading up to the vaccine drive, local leaders have been sharing information about the vaccines to help combat hesitancy.
What we know is we can't be afraid of the vaccine. We have to get vaccinated to avoid spreading COVID. And the vaccine is halal.
President Joko Widodo has stressed the need to speed up vaccinations in provinces outside Java to avoid another surge in cases.
After weeks as the global epicenter of the virus, transmission has started to slow and life is gradually returning to normal for many Indonesian cities. Authorities hope the accelerated vaccination drive will allow that process to continue. This month, they aim to vaccinate more than 2 million people every day. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Jakarta.